here we go.
Podcast, you know you want it right now. Podcast. Hey, everyone.
Hey. Welcome to another
round,
another exciting episode. Oh, I'm high kicks already.
Yes. You can't see that, though. You have no idea what's happening behind them.
Close your eyes and imagine 2 7-foot-tall black women doing high kicks. That's what we are.
The WNBA, yes.
We're in the WNBAA.
Women's National Basketball Association.
Of Alcoholics.
And
Alcoholics.
Hello. We are actually drinking champagne.
Clink. And the glass is just shattered in our hands. I'm bleeding profusely on the couch already.
We already have a replacement for me because the real Molly is on her way to the hospital. Anyways,
I'm just
going down, girl.
Nothing. What's 2 fists in it? Just hold my glasses, 2 hands.
I love holding my glasses like I'm always drinking cocoa. Just like 2 hand in it. It doesn't matter what I'm drinking. I'm just like, ooh, like, like so warm inside.
Make that noise every sip that you take.
It doesn't matter what I'm drinking. People are like, you drink like a 4-year-old. And I'm like, I'm just drinking it like it's cocoa.
I just like my champagne to be it's the same temperature as my hands.
Warm champagne. Do you need an ice cube?
Oh my god. Did you ever do that with beer, like when you were younger?
No.
Not
ever.
I think that is a no.
You put...
Not on purpose.
Well, ice in beer.
I was served a natural ice, and then it was warm. I said, this is warm. And my friend said, well, I'll fix that. And she, like, chucked some ice in it.
How does that...
And I said, I hate it here. Why aren't the boys talking to me the way I want them to talk to me, which is not at all.
Drinking a natural ice. So, wait, what is that? Is that, like, a natty thing?
Natty, yeah.
Okay.
Natty ice.
Or maybe it's like a Smirnoff
natural light.
Yeah, Natty Light.
Natty Light. What is ice?
It's like Smirnoff Ice.
Oh, I can't drink those.
First time I had a Smirnoff Ice, I threw up Top Ramen, and I don't even think I ate Top Ramen that day. I was like, what?
So maybe you had worms.
From the Smirnoff Ice.
Oh my god. The last time I drank Smirnoff Ice... Oh... They were all bad experiences. Like every one of them. One time I drank 5 Smirnoff Ices, and then this boy whose room me and my friend were in, he was like, we gotta go. And so he was like, just chug the last one. I was like, okay. And then as I was walking down the hallway, I just threw up all of the pizza and every drop of liquor I just had.
That's so gross.
And it was like inches away from a trash can.
Where were you?
It's called University Towers in Raleigh, North Carolina at NC State.
Who cleaned it up?
Oh, who knows?
Left the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
I had to, okay.
I was just a kid.
I can't. No. I won't go into that story, but I have.
Oh, you got to.
Well, I cleaned up somebody's vomit. My second week of college, I brought my friend over to somebody's dorm, and he just, like, all of a sudden, he just got blackout, and he threw up on an elevator, which is the worst.
Like, on the doors or inside the elevator?
Inside the elevator, because I was cleaning it up as people were going up and down the elevator. He actually got off on, like, a floor and then proceeded to walk around that floor and throw up in various places on that floor, and I felt like I had to clean it up.
Like, that sounds like a disgusting Reese Witherspoon movie. Like, someone's in love with this man, and you're just going up and down in his, like, apartment building.
I didn't even like him. I just felt so responsible. But if I did like him, I totally would have done it.
Was it a dorm built? Like, a dormitorium?
Yeah, it was a dormitorium.
The dormitorium! The dormitorium! Welcome to the
dormitorium.
Please throw up in the left elevator if you must throw up.
But, like, people, like, nobody, I think maybe, it was so long ago that I think somebody did, there was one guy that eventually did help, but there were so many people that were just looking at me like, ugh, like,
Did they think you were
were like the cleaning lady.
No, obviously.
But maybe they did.
You were like on your hands and knees, like, oh, squeeze, 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 squeeze.
I should have done that.
I'm so in love with the boy. I hadn't taken improv yet, so I didn't know to do that.
Literally, people would look at me and I'd be like, I'd just like point at it and be like, my friend.
They thought the pilot of you was your friend.
Only mine.
No, they thought that that was your only friend.
Yes.
I pointed to it.
My friend. It's my second week of college. I just did my only friend.
Needless to say, I transferred out of that school quick.
Yeah?
Hell no. Who doesn't lend a helping hand to a, like, just a girl that's like, I'm just cleaning up puke going up and down in an elevator. Like,
I didn't come here to learn how to jazz dance. I came here for Good Samaritans and friendship.
But that's
what I thought you majored in college, by the way. Up until now, it's jazz dance.
Yeah, I majored in friendship. Just say clean out.
I majored in friendship and I minored in love. Of my friends. Friend love.
My friend. Friend love.
I went to an all-girls college.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would... those were all my friends. All my friends are the artsy lesbians
really?
Who, like, ate vegan food. And I was like, you guys are so much cooler than everybody else.
Why are, like, I'm gonna go here. There are some very...
Go there, please.
There are some very, very cool... lesbians out. Like, I just don't...
They're out.
Like, I don't understand it. How are they so cool? No, it's just like, recently, I've met, like, a couple, like...
hip lesbos.
Really hip lesbos that I'd like to go down on sometime.
Well, you know, they'll make you. They will make
they
you.
Will.
They will make
I know, you. I couldn't.
I wouldn't.
I they am sick now.
Nah.
I just...
But if you want to, it's fine.
I just remember thinking that they were so much smarter than everybody I knew because they, like, knew stuff, like, socially. And yeah. My friend was like, that's because they have to know it.
Why do they? What?
They have to know it. They have to be aware, and they have to know it, and they have to be aware of things and know it.
They have to be able to point out the, like, the uterus on a map of the female.
They have to know anatomy, so.
They have to know the war-torn regions of the uterus. I don't know. That's just a thought. That there's some really cool straight people, but like
barely any these days.
These days.
Oh, and this.
Don't ask Louis C.K. because he hates everything about
everything.
His generation and ours. So.
I think about him so often. Every time I look at my cell phone, and I'm like, this is a piece of shit. And I think about his bit. But my cell phone is a piece of shit, and it's not fair that he said I'm not allowed to say it. I can't even hit the back button on it.
On your, what do
my
you do?
My Android.
Do you, like, do you like an Etch-a-Sketch?
I have to hit home anytime I want to do anything. I feel back to
oh,
so
no.
Rough. So rough.
What if you're, like, really far into a Wikipedia page? You have to go all the way back to home.
It's more like if I clicked on a Tumblr link, and now I'm one page away. From salvation.
That I thought you were trying. It's your. It's like one of my favorite bits from him. Where he's like, "Hold on a second. Like, why are people so frustrated? Hold on, your phone is going to space." I always think about that when people get mad at anything that like has to do with electronics.
But I feel like it's not fair because I still want to get mad, but like I feel too rational now because of his bit. I'm like,
yeah. Like, I can't.
I can't do it.
But doesn't that relax you a little bit? You're just like,
yeah, I've been praying for peace.
World peace.
No, just personal peace.
Fuck the world. Well, you know, the world starts with you, so. Isn't that true?
Right. Yeah.
Be the change.
I am the world. I am the people.
Be the change you have to see in your face.
There was something, I don't remember. I was reading something. The other day,
oh,
I was reading.
Brava.
I know, and I can't remember what it was about, but it was something about that. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Ooh, doing a research.
I feel like it was just like a meme that was like,
It was like a religious meme.
I was reading
that was like,
memes
you start the change. Like, maybe I was just reading
what was
Michael
the joke
Jackson
part of it?
Man in the Mirror lyrics. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. That's where everybody has to start with the man in the mirror.
Oh, you have something to read? Is it time to read that?
I just keep...
Speaking of reading.
Speaking of reading.
Oh my god, please read it. Okay, so please just take us back to a time and a place. The year was...
1998.
Okay. And the place was... I'm sure it's got a great name.
You're gonna really like
it. Oh my god, yes, I'm ready.
The name of my camp that I was at in 1998 was Camp Charles Perlstein. Like, it couldn't be better. It couldn't be better.
Who is Charles Perlstein?
I don't know.
You know, I'm gonna start a camp. Name it after me. I'm Charles Perlstein.
It was, oh man.
Well, it's either a mini mall or a Jewish camp, but I feel like...
Mini mom. Oh my god. It just was such a treat. I was there for like 3 summers and then I was a counselor there for like a summer, but I quit early.
Alright, kids, row yourselves home.
That's exactly, yes. Right, I quit early.
That's amazing. There is one Jewish camp in where I'm from. There's like tons of camps. And they're all like, Camp Tonawanda. And then there's one called Blue Star.
Oh, no.
Real obvious.
Really obvious.
And then you go there, like, and it was all blonde-haired, blue-eyed British counselors. And no kids in sight.
What?
Yeah, I used to, like, make camp packages for children. And like,
care packages?
Yeah, like, that was my summer job. Was, like, I was working all summer, and kids were going to camp, and I was like, fucking toys and shit, and...
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then sometimes we'd have to deliver them. We went to Camp Blue Star, and it was, like, really scary. So it was camp...
So you think that they had the Jews
all tied up?
All tied up back there?
Like, they're just writing polite ransom notes to their parents.
Terrifying. That... Okay.
Yeah, we didn't have any Camp Charles Perlsteins.
We've got
two competing Jew camps in town. We've got Camp Martin J. Murray, and we've got Camp Charles Pierce.
Perlstein. Who'd have thunk? I mean, and when I went, I was pretty hot stuff at the camp. You know what I mean?
Were you?
I was like top dog.
Oh my goodness.
Top notch.
Top dog.
It was just like something. It was something out of a dream, really. I really loved those summers.
So you wanted to go to camp. It wasn't like you were forced to go.
No. I loved camp. And then I didn't when I was a counselor, though. It was terrible.
I don't get to have fun no more.
There just a lot of weird stuff happened that summer, just like with my boobs and I don't know.
Wait, how old were you when you were a counselor?
I was only like 15. No, I was only 16. I was 16. But I was a counselor for like the 14-year-olds. So basically,
so you're asking them for advice on like what's happening to your body.
I was like, I don't know, because it was like, it was weird. You'd think we'd be close in age, but they seemed like way younger. And by way younger, I mean like a little bit like more like retarded than I remember myself being.
You know, when I was a 14-year-old Jewish camper, I was hitting the tapestries real hard. I was weaving every morning at 4 a.m. and I developed a serious drinking habit.
I just remember so much more life then. I had like
all my lanyards
were like
of
rape threats at 14. I feel maybe.
What?
Listen, I had large breasts. Okay, we had. There was. I was living on the mean streets.
The mean streets of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Where the fuck are you? Las Vegas.
Oh, that is terrifying.
It is. There were lots of things happening, but I mean, there was like one 14-year-old girl. I feel like she forgot how to like. Like, we'd have to help, like, dress her. Maybe. Maybe I was ignorant to her situation.
She's, like, in this fucking wheelchair, and, like, she's always drooling. We had to, like, dress her and feed her. She was a real piece of shit.
Not like that at 14. That's what I remember.
I've never been like that. And barring some sort of tragic car accident, I'll never be like that. But, like, I was 16, and then all the other counselors were, like, in college, and, like, it was just, too much for me. And, like,
who promoted you so early? Charles Perlstein himself?
Yeah, like, the head of the camp, her name was Jody. She's a cool girl, but I had to get myself out of there. I'm too young for this! It was so much responsibility.
And then you just jump on the blob and, like, bounce out into the middle of the
Dwayne.
We're
in a blob. We're in the middle of, like, dry, drought, like, Arizona. It was just...
There's no lake at your camp?
No, we had to drive to the lake.
Hmm.
We had to take buses to the lake. Hmm. I remember...
And I thought I was poor.
No, it wasn't really. Like, that was, like, one of the, like, the... It was a monetarily friendly... What? Is that...
Like a sliding scale?
Financially friendly.
Okay.
Camp. For the kids to go to.
We only make 6 figures a year.
Yeah. But it was great.
Okay. So we got way off track.
Yeah, we did. We'll probably have to cut some of that.
No, not a second of it. The year was 1998. The camp was Camp Charles Perlstein.
And the boy I was interested in, his name was Jason. So I'm going to read the letter.
Which is written on black paper with, in shiny pink ink.
In gel pens. Jelly roll pens. And I folded it into like a square that had a little flappy. It was like.
Because you're patriotic.
This is real. This is real right now. Okay. Hey. Should I read it like how I was when I was.
Yeah, read it like. Right? Okay, can I have two options of how you're going to read it? No, I want 3 options of how you're going to read it. First, I want you to read it like you were when you were 16. Then I want you to read it like that poor, tragically disfigured 14-year-old who you had to put clothes on. And then I want you to read it like me.
No!
I want you to read it 3 times.
All of them?
Yes.
God damn it. Okay.
Or just any one of those.
And I was 14. I wasn't a counselor.
Counselor.
Okay.
What'd your counselor ever say? What? Okay, just read it.
Okay.
Read it.
She wanted me that. She wanted this for me. Summer love.
Alright.
Hey, what's up? Nothing really here. I'm just chilling in my cabin.
Oh.
I can't even. I love Hurley. I only have like 6 shirts. How many do you have? Gay subject.
Oh boy.
So, anyways, spelled capital N, capital E, ways with a Z. Anyways, where do you live? I live in Las Vegas. It has stars around it. Far away. You're going into 7th grade, right? It kind of sucks because 6th grade is all new and stuff. New school and everything. 8th grade is leaving school and being the oldest, and 7th grade, you're just stuck in the middle. Oh, well, I had some good times with friends and stuff. So do you skate?
Oh, boy.
What kind of sports do you do? I dance. I do ballet, jazz, and hip-hop. Hey, IG2G, I am sleepy. Those were Z's. But
oh, I thought a bumblebee got in your cabin.
No. Those were Z's to make it sleepy. XO, 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 heart, comma, Molly. P.S. Right back.
All right. Woo-hoo. So I actually have the letter Jason wrote back to you. What is it? Nothing here either. I'm chill too. You love Hurley? I love Quicksilver. I only have like 10,000 shirts. How many do you have again? Not a gay subject, because fashion's very important when you're in 6th grade. Also when you're in 7th grade. When you're in 8th grade, that means you're the oldest. And some of my 10,000 shirts have wrinkles and holes. I live in Las Vegas adjacent, which is not very nice and doesn't deserve any stars around it. Why did you spell sucks, S-U-X? Do you mean sex? I do jazz, hip-hop, and sex. Sports? Mostly sex. You want to have sex? I'm tired now thinking of all this sex.
Z's. P.S. wrote back.
Oh, Jason.
He that was actually Jason him. Alexander.
It was not only a Jewish camp, it was a theater camp.
Was it really?
No.
Oh.
But it wasn't drama. But in at Jewish camp, what activity isn't drama?
Everything.
I was going to have schmear on my bagel, but now I'm schwitzing. There's no vegetable schmear.
Schmear is schwitzing.
I'm schwitzing over the schmear.
God. I loved camp because, like, obviously, like, if you couldn't eat, like, if you were a vegetarian, the only option they had for you was peanut butter and jelly. So some kids would just go throughout camp just with, like, peanut butter and jelly all
there were summer. Kids who were vegetarians.
Yeah.
We come from such different
It was
worlds.
A progressive camp.
Oof.
Lots of, terrible. Like, communal upbringings, like community beds and things like that.
Come and get into our community bed. The whole community is welcome in our bed. How weird is that?
God, kill me. I just, kids.
Kids.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, happy Mother's
happy
Day.
Mother's Day. My
Glory,
Barbara.
Mom's name's Barbara.
Yeah. Everyone's mom's name's Barbara, right?
Seems to be the case.
Oh, I thought every mom's name was Barbara.
Barbara.
Every mom's name is Barbara. That's the new
is that
case.
Every kiss? Yeah.
The syllables are way off.
Every mom begins Barbara.
That's really good. Did you have something you want to talk about?
I have lots of things I want to talk about.
Okay.
Oh!
We can talk about Ooh. All these, so many things.
Okay. So, I guess All right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Time to drink.
Cocoa.
Cocoa.
So I guess we'll make an easy transition from Jew camp to doggy day camp.
Yes!
Which is where I work. Because I love dogs. I thought that was going way in a weird place.
I love to fuck beasts.
I love fucking dogs. And
I guess you can't say I love fucking dogs. I fucking love dogs.
There we go. Better emphasis.
Emphasis. So this week, but I want you to be honest with me. If you've heard of this, say so, and we won't go any further. Have you ever heard of a dog prom?
No, we need to go further.
Okay, good.
What?
Okay. So, for some reason, the corporation that I work for has decided that they're going to have a dog prom. And so for like 2 months up until now, it's been like ramping up. It's like, did you make sure to get your reservation to the dog prom? And we had to like ask people, can your dog go with their dog to the dog prom? Yes.
You had to ask for them?
Well,
like,
the
they're
dogs
struggling
can't talk.
Teenagers?
like, Sammy the Dachshund.
Yeah.
Was.
Sammy the Dachshund's Red Rocket came out when he walked by Chloe the Caterpillar. That's not a dog. Chloe the...
Miniature Pinscher.
So, can Sammy go with Chloe to the dog prom? And then the parents go, I don't have kids! Yes, of course! My life's an empty shell.
People are excited about this.
Okay, there's like three camps of people. There's like the people who are like super stoked. Like,
okay.
Like the
do they have
like
husbands?
The, no,
or?
Like they have wives.
Okay.
Two wives. There's two wives and they're really excited that their dog son is going to the dog prom. But they're super nice. Like some of these people, like, they're crazy, but they're gonna buy a cummerbund for their Vishla and send him to the prom, right? Okay, that's fine. That's crazy. The other people, the second group of people are like the men who have dogs and they're just like, yeah, I don't care if Fletcher goes, what? A dog prom? No, I'm getting angry about it. Like, they were fine and now they're like, stop talking about the dog prom.
Dog prom.
And then there's like the third group of people who are the worst. They're the people like, dog prom? That's crazy. What should I buy for my dog? It's like, oh, well, you don't have to get anything. Well, I wouldn't, but if I did, well, like, what would my dog have to wear? A boutonniere?
Do they buy
dog? There were dogs that bought their...
No, no, let me take that back. A dog didn't buy anybody anything.
This was all people doing this.
Yes, all people doing this.
And so, is it like, was it during the day?
Yes, it was during the day. And people were like, well, can we come to the dog proms? Like, do you not have a job? Why are you dropping the dog off here if you could just be watching it at home?
Yeah, exactly. Why do you drop your kid off at dance class? Because clearly...
Because you're outside in the parking lot. Yeah. Texting in a hot car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Better things to do.
So they watch the dogs on the webcams, because you don't even watch them. But what they were watching prior to the dogs, like, playing dog prom games or whatever, is me chasing around their dogs to put it in a dress. Because I had to dress 40 dogs.
You provided the dog dresses?
No. They provided the dog dresses. I provided the service where I shoved their mastiff into their little girl's dress that doesn't fit anymore.
Wait, why? Why did all these things happen?
Because corporate was like, dog prom! And then people lost
did
their
you
mind.
Pictures?
There's so many pictures, and they're really cute. Like, that's like the other side of it. It's like, well, if we didn't have dog prom, we wouldn't have all these great pictures.
Great pigs. Dogs in top hat.
Oh my god, they're so cute. It's so
cute. Was there music playing?
Yes. 80s music. It was like, the theme was Starry Starry Night, just like a super 80s prom.
This is dreams.
Yes. They set up a photo booth. They took pictures of dogs together. And then at the end of the night, we'd be like, here is the invitation that your dog sent to its date. Here is a picture of your dog and its date. And we had to hand it to them like crazy people, and everybody, even if people weren't like excited about it at the beginning, they fucking loved it by the end.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody was totally into it.
Because it's so cute. I wasn't excited about this, and then you just explained it, and I'm totally into it.
Right. I'm super opposed to it in theory, but in practice.
Oh. Okay. This is going to be an annual thing.
Probably. But for the rest of my life, I'm going to be going to dog proms.
Just going to chase around dogs in skirts.
One dog kept getting out of her dress. Ooh, she was like this, the prom slut. She was like waiting for the hotel room.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll
see you later.
Some parents, like, when they came to pick up their dog, like, they'd look at, like, the dogs, like, they had, like, these collars, like, with bow ties, or, like, little tuxedos, and like, that's fucking gross, and they just throw it in the trash. They're like, that's it. Not the dog, the bow tie.
Prom's over.
This dog.
Prom's over.
Prom's over.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's
what
crazy.
Time was all this over at?
It was a full day event. The news came.
What?
The news came.
So this was like a...
Well, this all also... Right. Okay, this was taking place, and this is what I like. This was taking place while there was a train derailed on the CTA. So, like, dog prom was always scheduled for May 9th, and then the CTA had to go and derail a train. So we were supposed to have 3 news crews coming to film it. And the only one that wound up coming was Fox News, because they know what's important.
Absolutely.
Dog prom.
Oh, yes. That could have been more perfect.
Yeah, it was great. So, that was like the whole...
Were you on the news?
No, I was almost on the news. I was like, does anybody else want to be in here? Because I don't want to be part of...
Does anybody else, literally anyone, want to be on the news?
I need a TV credit, but not this. No. Not this way. Not like this.
You wouldn't want...
My
credit,
first, my first
to
TV
say
credit.
Katie Hughes dog prom?
Dog prom chaperone.
That is so cute.
That's so cute. That's so cute. And don't worry, we put condoms in the bathroom. Just a big bowl of dog condoms.
Dawson's Red Rocket. That's gross.
We noticed your dog was humping this other dog like all day, so they should go to prom together.
Did they... So, like, before, like, the prom happened, like, you would, like, ask people if those two dogs could go together.
Yeah. And these most people I see at, like, on a daily basis, and a lot of them know the other owners because they're all in, like, this really weird, rich circle of Lincoln Park dog people who probably all just have swingers parties.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
They all just are humping all
the dogs and then, like, the
dog, man.
Yeah.
What was it like? Where did Diane Lane and John Cusack show up?
Oh, yeah.
From the movie Must Love Dogs. And is that how they met? Like, I feel like people would meet that way. They'd be like, this dog, they get along great. And then the two owners would just, like, perk up and look at each other. And then it would be like...
Would you have some people who...
Married.
Were separate clients, and now they are, like, together. But
what?
Not because of us. Just, like... Because they are all in the same circle of rich people who have dogs, I guess.
Okay.
But then there's also people who were together and had dogs and then split up and still come there. And, like, I've never been around when, like, there's a bump into, but I would love to be there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's
a romantic,
like,
place.
So bitchin', if I do use the correct terms. That's not bitchin'.
No pun intended, bitchin'.
So... Samson wanted to know if Penny would be his bitch for the prom.
Like, what?
In the best way.
We're having a prom. We're having a dog prom. I'm saying it the most straight way. We're having a dog prom.
I like the guy that comes in and is just like, what? What are you even talking about?
No. No. Okay, yeah.
What? I don't care.
But should I get, like, a boot?
It was crazy. So that was my week. That's actually been, like, the last, like, 2 months, like, building up to it. And then, like, this week, finally it's over.
And now, like, what do you have? Like, you have nothing.
What do I have? I'm a husk.
I'm a husk. Just so empty inside.
Oh, it's the worst.
God. Don't you guys have, like, a dog, like, firework party or something for the 4th of July?
We do have, like, monthly... picture parties where we take the dogs into a photo booth and we take their picture with, like, props and stuff every month. They schedule, like, everybody who works there, like,
why is there a booth? Like, why can't it just be like, this is an open space and we're gonna put weird things on your dog and take pictures of them?
Well, they'll never stand for that. Like, it's
why,
like,
leave a dog in an open space when you can put it in a box? Why?
Well, we gave your dog some sedatives and we posed him like this.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
You'll love it.
Look at his cute paw.
It's
standing,
like,
up by his monocle. Look at that.
Ooh, monocles. I'm going to send that to corporate. I guess it's just part of the price that people pay to have their dogs there.
I didn't know that you, like, worked at such a schnazzy...
I don't even think it's one of the most fancy ones. Like, there's, like, ones that are, like, downtown that are, like, insane. This is our spa.
My dog gets a blueberry facial whenever she gets...
Millie?
Tilly! She gets a blueberry facial when she gets cleaned.
How's her hips?
So great. There was nothing wrong with her. Just, like, a bunch of money wasted.
Oh, Tilly.
Fucking dog.
Would your parents take Tilly to dog prom?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, ever since, like, my brother and I are out of the joint.
Oh, empty nest syndrome.
It's kind of like, yeah.
They love that one. How do you feel about telling someone else's dog I love you?
I do it every day. I feel good about it,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
I feel positive about that.
Those are my two dog topics.
Did something happen? Did you say I love you to a dog? And the owner was like, you don't know what love is.
And then they just started singing, I want to know what love is.
Well, like, no, sometimes I'm just, like, talking sweet to puppies. I'm like, I love you. And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I mean that.
You don't want the dogs to take it wrong, of course.
Right.
Obviously,
right.
That's what we're concerned about.
To be honest, I'm probably not going to be able to go to prom at all.
Oh, good stuff. That was fun.
Good stuff. We were just talking about dog prom?
Dog prom.
All right.
That's it. That's dog prom.
That was the dog prom segment of our show.
Our weekly dog prom segment.
You said it was only going to be annually, maybe.
I want it to be weekly.
Lucky you. Where does the time fly?
I know, this is great.
What? Turns out my startup disk is almost full. Is this even recording? There we go. Yeah, it is.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hi!
So, do you have any big plans for the upcoming week?
God.
No.
It's terrible.
It is terrible.
I don't think so.
You want to talk about Chinatown?
Yeah, what did you have to ask me about Chinatown?
What?
Well, first of all, I think I did the assignment wrong because she was like, so what did you think about your film noir pieces? Okay, I had to watch a film noir for improv class. And so everybody was like, it was real fast talking and there was narration and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, not the one that I watched. It was like normalsville movie.
But it still had the detective and the femme fatale and all of the things.
It did have the stereotypes.
So, and that's why it was, I think that's why it's better than all the ones, like, in improv class, listeners, in improv class, every time, like, somebody gets the suggestion of a style, like, people go, film noir, because they don't know what it is, and then also the people on stage are just like, talky-talky fast, I'm smoking cigarettes.
Right.
But it's just, like, it doesn't have to be like that. Like, most of Chinatown is silent.
That is very true.
It's just him by himself.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like waiting for the narration to go on top of it or something. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. It's kind of great.
It was kind of like, so if film noir really meant just like the silent spaces, then Brokeback Mountain would be in there. Because Brokeback Mountain was just like very quiet, right?
Is there, oh God.
Just kidding.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, no. There was just a bunch of, like, silent. There was lots of silence.
Lusty silence.
Lusty silences. And like lots of panoramic views of the mountain, of Brokeback Mountain.
Is that really the name of the mountain?
I think so.
This Brokeback Mountain.
This Brokeback Mountain. I saw it a long time ago with two of my girlfriends. We were just looking to see Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal get it on. And
is it sexy or is it like?
No, it's like gross and sad. Not gross and sad together, but it was like.
It's gross at points, and then later it's really sad.
The sex is not. I wouldn't call it sexy. It's painful.
Oh, I don't want to see it ever.
It's painful to watch.
I just never really had any interest in watching that movie.
I would watch it just to see Michelle Williams in it. She's a star.
Oh, okay.
She's really good in it. Anne Hathaway in that movie with her like country accent is just like too much. It's like very, very like very country.
I'm smoking cigarettes and I got big blonde hair.
Yeah, she does have big blonde hair in that movie. And she shows her boobies in that movie too. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Throwback to Love and Other Drugs, because then her and Jake Gyllenhaal were also naked in that movie.
Ooh.
A good 3/4 of the movie they were.
Naked?
Just so naked.
Ugh.
I know.
I don't like that. I don't like nudity. I find it to be offensive. Okay, so film noir.
Yes.
And then you had to get up on stage and do it. Presumably, or why did you watch this at all?
We just watched it to talk about it, because she literally wanted us to know what a film noir was, in case we ever got that suggestion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what people watched is just going to help them perpetuate the stereotypes of the fast-talking cigarette smoker, and what you got
is not
real. No, I think it is real.
Yeah.
But she said you couldn't watch L.A. Confidential, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they talk faster in that than they do in Chinatown.
Yeah, it seemed like just, like, I got the stereotype part of it. I was like, oh, okay, that's film noir for sure. But, like, the rest of it was, I kind of, like, understood what she meant when she gave us the assignment. And then
the only way people get that right is that there's not a happy ending.
Right.
To their scenes.
Yeah.
Man, that ending of that movie is so messed up. I feel like because it's, like, 40 years old, we could talk about it.
Right.
But they just shoot her in the head.
Right. And then it just ends.
And then it's over, and you're like...
And her dad goes away. And I'm like, where did... What?
Her dad goes away to rape her rape baby. Like, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Rape the rape baby. Like,
which is my favorite punk band.
Side note.
Rape and the rape babies.
How great are they?
Oh. Yeah, that is, like... such a messed up ending. And then he's like, this is Chinatown. And I'm like, I live pretty close to Chinatown.
I feel like that's what I got out of it. Like, she was like, do you have any questions? And I was like, did they all end so terribly? She was like, well, I don't know. And she was like, I don't know if any of them have happy endings. And I was like, I think that's a thing. Like, they don't really end, like, on a top note.
LA Confidential has a pretty good ending, but it's like everybody leaves pretty messed up, but it's like not anything like Chinatown.
Yeah, that was...
Oof. And like, that is really graphic, I felt like, because there's just like a big blown out eyeball. It's like, ugh.
And blood.
Although I did laugh when they pulled her husband, they pulled Mulray out of the river, and he's like,
oh my god. That made me laugh. I was not expecting that. I was like, what is this rated? What is this rated? It was very well done, though. That
it's
Roman
really
Polanski.
Yeah. And he's in the movie.
He is.
He's the guy who cuts Jack Nicholson's nose.
Yeah. I had to, which was just so gross.
Ooh.
I was like, Darren Aronofsky, is this your film? Darren.
My mom refuses to watch Roman Polanski movies. Like, she went to see The Ghost Rider, and after it said, like, Roman Polanski is the director. She's like, if I had known...
That's like my dad with any Johnny Depp film. He could just go back to France, where he claims to come from. He could just go back. I don't support it.
Your dad doesn't like Johnny Depp because he loves France. My mom doesn't like Roman Polanski because he's a child molester who makes movies about child molesters.
No, it's because Johnny Depp has been known to be, like, anti-American.
Oh, is he? Like,
yeah, like, he said stuff.
He said stuff.
Willy Wonka.
I don't know. Yeah, I choose to ignore it. Ignorance is bliss when it comes to Johnny Depp.
Sweet, sweet Johnny Depp.
He says that about other people, too, but I just can't think of who they are right now. Anybody that's anti-American is not down. My father is not down with.
Michael Moore. Larry David.
Larry David?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just making a list.
I haven't checked it twice.
Do you get that reference? Do you get that?
Because I'm Jewish?
Do you get
that? Because
you didn't have a happy childhood. Without Santa Claus, you can't have a happy childhood.
Oh, Kate.
So.
Does anybody call you Kate?
My dad every once in a while.
It's just always been Katie.
Always been Katie. Unless I get in trouble. Which I haven't gotten in trouble in so long. I've been doing great.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Good for you.
One time I remember, I used to, like, when I was little, I would, it'd be my bedtime and I'd have to go to bed. And I'd come out of my room, like, 100 times. Like, I forgot something. Like, I was that kid. Wake up, Mom. I forgot something. And I remember one time I came out of my bedroom and my dad said something to me that I heard as a positive. And then, like, a minute later, I was like, didn't mean it that way. He goes, you never give up. And I was like, I don't. Oh. Because, like, at first,
you never give up.
I thought he was, like championing me. Yeah. He was like, you never give up. And then I was like,
oh, oh my God, no.
Just get here, back. I'm back, and I'm gone, and I'm back, and I'm gone. Who wants cereal? Me, I do.
I never did the coming out of the room, I don't think.
No, you went to bed and you were like, I'm in here.
No, I always had to have a nightlight. Like, I was terrified of the dark.
It's scary.
Yeah. The dark is, like, okay. Like, you don't know. You don't know who's in the room with you.
I don't know.
Your parents locked the door, put you in there.
Wait.
Lock the door, chain you to the bed, and you are just in there in complete darkness.
You know they lock the door from the outside. They leave the window open. Yeah, the dark is totally scary. I used to not be able to sleep, like, without the TV on.
Wow.
Like, I would just have to fall asleep to the TV, and, like, I've had to, like, wean myself off of it.
Oh, yeah. Wow, we sound like champions right now. We are scared of the dark, and
I price dog tuxedos for a living, and I'm scared of the dark. I'm a grown-up lady.
What about our positives, though? Like, what are our positives?
I can drink, like, 3 Red Bulls in a day and not have a heart attack. What can you do?
People say that's not cool. People say that's not cute. That's not cute.
People say, hey, your pee isn't supposed to be bright green. Well, I say, look at all them vitamins.
It's passing quite nicely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My face hurts right now.
My legs hurt.
Stop using them,
please.
I feel like that's a sweet 14-year-old girl in your camp. Someone could pants
just
and shirt
give
you.
Give up. Just give up.
Who? What do you think, here, I want to do an improvising exorcising with you. What do you think girls in the Red Bull car are talking about?
What comes to mind is, I mean, probably just like how... Am I, like, if they're expecting us to pass these out and I'm wearing a G-string today, like, how am I supposed to put them in the straps? Like,
right.
Like, their straps are not big enough for to hold the Red Bull cans.
Right. And I would hope that, I would hope that they would take notice that my legs are scarcely bigger than the 8.4-ounce can.
four legs? I'm like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
8.4 ounces. How big is that?
It's their small one.
It is?
It's their small baby one. It's the baby one.
It's the size of my boyfriend's.
It's the size of my boyfriend. So, like, the way I always, like, compare men to Red Bull cans, yep. There's, like, the 8.4-ouncer, there's the 12-ouncer, there's the 16-ouncer, and there's the criminally large 20-ouncer.
There's just the way too big ouncer.
It's way too big.
And I don't know what ounces means, but it's, like, you know, because, like, the higher the number, the bigger the can. So that's how I, like, look at it.
Right. Like, I always get confused about, like, full ounces, and I'm like, what is a full ounce?
Yeah.
It's like, of course it's full. I'm not giving you a half ounce.
It probably stands for, like, flirty. Like, because that's what they want us to do at, like, corporate. They're like, just, like, flirt your way into, like, the arms of
The masses, right.
The arms of the masses, yeah.
And that's why I got hired, them arms and them asses, right? Okay, right. So here's my problem. It's like, we're just allowed to be flirty, but the other day I was at an event, don't ask me which one, it was Bark in the Park, and
yes.
And there's the monster truck with the monsters, and they're letting the girls just, like, give HJs and BJs. And they're not even handing out monsters.
Public ones? Public
publicly.
Ones?
Well, they had, public? Like, they had, like, a little tent. And they're like, would you like a free monster or would you like a hand job? I'm like, well, if we could do that, of course we could give away hand jobs, like hotcakes. But no, we've got to give away product.
We got to give product. We have Red Bull flavored chopstick now. That's a thing.
That's a thing. Because I lick my lips a lot, like to the point where they're bleeding in the winter. People are like, is that lipstick? I'm like, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe it's just my sweet blood. Want to taste?
Want to taste it? It tastes like Red Bull.
Yeah, it tastes like Red Bull, but it's also like, that's like sexy. Like if you're not wearing lipstick and it's blood, because it's like, you know, like Twilight's like really like, it's really like a popular theme. And like, like, I feel like people really identify with, like, wanting to have sex with vampires.
Right.
Like, so many people can identify with that. So if I can do my part.
Yeah.
In having bloody lips.
Bloody lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, another positive, since we're trying to focus on our positives, another positive of having bloody lips, that everyone knows which Red Bull you've been drinking out of.
Totally. Like, you don't need a marker.
You
like,
don't need a marker.
You don't need a marker to put on your hand, like, this is for, like, Britney slut. And, like, this is for, like, Britney doesn't put out.
Right.
Like, because obviously, like, just a lot of Britneys, they're
there's so many Britneys that drink.
By Red Bull.
Drink and are employed by Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other day, they asked me to fill out this thing for a 401k, and I was like, well, have all the other Britneys done it? And they're like, well...
And I was like, 401k, so like I get $401,000.
Right, and I signed
it. That's all I fill out, and I get it.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting on that, and then I'm going to quit.
And then what are you going to do?
I don't know, I was thinking about working for a monster. That's what they're talking about.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Oh no, we crashed our car!
Is the Red Bull car shaped like anything?
It's like a little, it's like a Mini Cooper, and it's got a huge can of Red Bull on the top.
Okay. I had a girlfriend once.
What?
What? I was trying to say, okay, she's a friend. She's like an acquaintance.
Don't downplay
like,
it.
She's an acquaintance that I touched between the legs on occasion.
All right. You met her in college. I get what you're saying.
Oh, but she used to like go into gyms and give out Red Bulls and like in tiny, tiny shorts and just like and like really white sneakers. They all have to wear like the whitest sneakers.
That I'd be out. I'd be out so far before
you'd
that.
Scrape up the sneakers real fast.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want to wear tiny tiny shorts, but can I wear tiny tiny sweatpants? And they'd be like, no. So what about my dad's
tiny
sweatpants?
Little baby sweatpants with drawstring.
They got a big drawstring and the crouch is down to my knees. They're tiny.
But they're so tight around my ankles. So, yeah.
Man, if I were... That,
that would be a great job. I want to be in charge of corporations, like, uniform policies. Like, I want to go into a place and be like, no, here's what you're wearing from now on. Mardi Gras beads. Uggs.
Hooters should employ you. Like, immediately. That's all I got from that.
Here's what you're wearing. Doc Martens. Ankle bracelets. Like,
Sykes, you may recognize me from my patent leather pantsuit. When I'm not on tour, I'm still in my patent leather pantsuit. And I'm also teaching phonetics at my local community college. I figured I was so good at teaching my Parisian lesbian lover English that this was the next step.
Hi, my name Katie. What this you ask? This my real voice. Wouldn't you like to do beautiful voices like this, Wanda Sykes? Please take my Wanda Sykes voice acting class and you will get a discount on my other classes as soon as I learn how to do some.
I took the class too!
This is Meryl Streep, and this my real voice.
Here's what you're wearing. No, there was no pause in time there.
Nothing.
Here's what you're wearing.
Okay, for real this time, we're having technical difficulties, so we're going to have to sign off.
Beep, boop, 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 sign.
Apparently I'm backing away from the computer. I'm taking my wide load away from here. Taking my wide load out.
I'm going to go home, eat 10 bowls of cereal, and fart myself to sleep. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go inhale a bowl of glitter. And then I'm going to go see The Great Gatsby, and then I'm going to go wear my sunglasses at night, obviously, after that.
I love it. All right. Signing
off.
Wow,
top nights.
Top nights. For Charles Pearson Jew Camp. Wait, what's it?
Charles Pearson.
For Charles Pearson. Wait, what's his name?
Charles
you
Pearlstein.
Say it. You should say it.
Good night and good luck. Charles Pearlstein.
This has been... Champagne
Martinis.
This is...